Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Hey, yeah.
The news you want.
Is the perception still that a black man with a gun is a criminal?
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effectiveness is marching have on society?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have highest homicide offending rate.
4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 1 p.m. Pacific. It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted. Get it twisted.
On blogtalkradio.com.
I don't know if anybody can hear me. Anyway, what's up, everybody? It's 6-something. Sorry about that. I'm down here at the Atlantic Oceanfront Inn in Ocean City, Maryland, everybody. Welcome to the Ron Kelly Show for it's Friday. I believe it's June 20th. 19th, 2015. Thank everybody for joining me this afternoon. Sorry about that. I'm a little bit late. Having some signal problems here. The Wi-Fi at the hotel I'm staying at is just not strong enough to support the show. So I was forced to call them in, forced to call into the program. And anyway, welcome everybody. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. It's Ron Kelly's show, featuring Mayor Wayne Smith. Whenever he comes in, or whenever he decides to come in. And we're here on blogtalkradio.com at the moment. Thank you once again so much for joining us. You know, he had to be underneath a rock or something not to know what happened in Charleston, South Carolina, just Wednesday night when the gunman named by the name of Dylan Roof, a white 21-year-old who if you look on his, I don't know if his Facebook page is still up. They probably took it down by now, but I took a look at it before I took a look at it the other day, and it's pretty obvious that this man has some white supremacist views. As a matter of fact, he had patches on. There's a picture of him looking really, really ominous. I don't know if you guys seen it. There's a picture of him. I'm sure they've probably shown it all over the place: MSNBC, CNN, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, and. There's a picture of this guy looking really, really ominous in a picture in the forest somewhere by himself, which is where he's going to be for the rest of his life, by himself. And he's got patches on his shirt, on his jacket. One of them is a patch of the old Rhodesia, which was a white supremacist nation along with South Africa before Nelson Mandela. And so it's pretty, you know, this is like, wow, you know, unbelievable what has happened.
Now, back with more of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the show. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, unfortunately, for the moment. But don't fret, everybody. Don't fret. We will be getting out of here shortly. Trust me. We'll be moving ourselves out of here pretty soon. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Thank you so much. Having some technical difficulties with the Wi-Fi down here. And the Wi-Fi out here in Ocean City, Maryland. Coming to you live from Atlantic Ocean Front End, Maryland. Had to get out of New Jersey. I was on vacation this week. It's raining just about every single day up in New Jersey. I'm down here in Ocean, Maryland. Out here yesterday, it has been no rain whatsoever since I arrived here just yesterday. So thank you, everybody, for joining me, holding on, keeping your faith here. Ron Kelly Show got a pretty good show lined up for you. Wayne Smith is not here today. I'm not sure what happened to him, but, you know, the show must go on. It has last several years or so. You know what it's about. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's all about yours truly, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
Newsmax.com. What a tragedy we had the other day. In Wednesday is actually at the Mother Emanuel Church in Charleston, South Carolina. This burning, this filth. 21-year-old Dylan Wu walks into a Bible study at this famed church. Just in such a historic place where, you know, this church existed in a time where white folks, where black folks couldn't, great and wonderful it is, but there was a time where you couldn't even worship. There was a time where black people were not even considered a human being. They were traded around like cattle and horses and cows. And you're talking about human beings at one time. And at one time, this church was burned to the ground, actually, by filthy white folks who were around at the time, burned this church down because they knew, or they suspected that the church was a stop on the Underground Railroad of helping slaves escape, you know, from the plantation. So this church has a rich history. In fact, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. spoke here at this very same church one time. So this church has a rich history in the black community. And so now we got to figure out what this clown, this subhuman idiot, what was going on in his mind, and who was helping him. Now we know, I did mention a few here, we got a bit much of a signal now. We know that he had, this Joker has white supremacist views, because you can see him in the picture. This picture's been flashing all over the place, MSNBC, CNN, NBC News, et cetera, et cetera. Speaking of NBC News, sidebar, congratulations, Lester Holt is the first African American, well, we kind of already knew that Lester was going to be handed the baton. So congratulations, Lester Holt. Lester Holt is the first African American solo host of a network news program. Now, some of you might be thinking of Bernard Shaw. Bernard Shaw was the host of CNN, and CNN is not a network it's a cable network. It's not a broadcast network show. So that was a different story. And Max Robinson was not a solo host on ABC News. I believe he was working with Barbara Walters at the time, Barbara Wawa at the time. But anyway, so let's get back to this story here with this boy, Dylan Wu, 21 years old, trouble from the very beginning. And you know, here we have, now this is what gets me now. His roommate says that he's been planning something for 6 months. Now, this man should be in jail. Plain and simple. You should be in jail. Because if you knew that this was going to happen and you didn't say anything, you should be going to jail. Plain and simple. Because had you said something, it might have saved those 9 people's lives. Now, what's reprehensible, it's bad enough that he shot these people. But what's really reprehensible about this is that he sat with them. They welcomed him in. As good Christians, they welcomed him in, and they sat with him while they worshiped. They sat, and he sat with him. Matter of fact, he sat right next to the pastor. And then he got up and killed 9 people. Just unconscionable. I can't even imagine. You know, I mean, you sat with the people. They welcomed you in. They tried to help you. It was a funny-looking white boy, and they let you in, and you turn around and kill them. You know, this is a slam dunk right here. Let's go straight to the electric chair. I know South Carolina is a death penalty state, thank goodness, and that they use the lethal injection. But you know what? On second thought, this would be a life in prison. This should be a life in prison with no parole, 700 years in prison, no parole. That's where this should go. And because he's 21 years old, so let him sit in jail for the next 50-plus years and think about what he did. Now, the other question is, who was down with this? Now, I don't know if we can do anything about the father, because the father, there is a federal firearms law that says you know, line of succession. If someone gives you a weapon and they're related to you, they can't be charged. So, okay. It's nothing you can do about the father giving him the gun for his birthday. But he had to know this kid was trouble. His father had to know. Why would you give this clown a gun? We'll take a break, everybody. We'll come right back. Boy, I'm sweating from all the work I had to do to get the show on the road in the first place. So we'll take a break, everybody. We'll come right back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
The Ron Kelly Show on blogtalkradio.com. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Edelstein. Every day on set, I help my fictional doctors save the lives of imaginary patients in the TV series House. Every day in his village in Ethiopia, Barasa Ware helps save the lives of real children as a local health worker. Like many children in the developing world, the ones in Barasa's village are threatened by common illnesses that kill millions worldwide. But unlike villages without a local health worker, the children of Barasa's village get the care they need to survive. Imagine how many more children could be saved with your help. When you help local health workers like Barasa, you help children survive all over the world. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
Now, back with more of the fastest growing internet radio show on the World Wide Web.
And it's on. It's go time.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Absolutely. Yes, indeed. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Everybody, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon on a solo this afternoon. And it's been, that's been happening a lot. But it's okay. I'm not sure what Mayor Wayne Smith is doing right now, but... you know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Anyway, thank you so much. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's Friday. It's April. Jeez. It's June 19, 2015. I had to break out of New Jersey. Man, I was off. It rained just about every day. It rained every single day except for one. And from what I understand, I just talked to somebody. Well, right now, it's partly cloudy. And it's allegedly 84 degrees. Here in Ocean City, it's 82 degrees down on the beach and, you know, doing my thing. It's a Ron Kelly Show. So we're talking about the church shooting and, you know, and just an unimaginable tragedy, just unconscionable. You just can't wrap your brain around, you know, this, you know, you have to be a really heinous individual to go into a church, a place of worship, a place where the presence of God, God's house, in other words. And you walk in and you sit, and see, this is evil personified with this Dylan Storm Rook, who will go to jail for the rest of his life, hopefully, or get the death penalty. Either way, I'll be happy. But, you know, you go into this and you sit down with the folks. You sit down with the folks and they're doing Bible study, they welcome you, and even though you're a funny looking white kid, who was totally out of place, but they let you in. They let you in. And you sat with these folks. Some of the people were elderly in their 70s. You blew them away to filthy animals. You know, and then you have the I'm not going to say their names, the conservative talk radio hosts who got upset because they called this a hate crime. They got upset. Why are they calling it a hate crime? Why are they always bringing it? What the F do you think it is?